This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 24. Intercultural, following God's direction. A reading comes from Acts chapter 16. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, "We got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." Looking back on my life's journey, I see a series of doors that God opened and closed to bring me where I am today. Along the way, I experienced not only disappointments, but also some great surprises. Though I didn't always see it at the time, I can see more clearly now how God was guiding me. As you reflect on your life, I wonder if you can see God's direction in similar ways. We can see God's direction at work in the episode that Paul and his companions experienced in our reading for today. Paul and his team were on a significant intercultural missionary journey, bringing the gospel to strategic countries and regions in the Roman Empire. He and his companions had tried to go to the province of Asia, part of present-day Turkey, but the Holy Spirit stopped them and they changed course. Then, at the border leading into Bithynia, the same thing happened. That night, Paul had a vision in which he saw a man begging him to come to Macedonia. So the missionaries went there, and God opened a remarkable door for them in Philippi. I find myself challenged by this passage to pay close attention to God's leading. What neighbor or coworker or friend is God calling me to love more intentionally? Can I sense that the Spirit is beckoning me to cross the street or a cultural boundary or an ocean to follow and trust His leading? Pray with me. Dear God, I long to have the clarity that you gave to Paul in this episode. Help me to trust that you are urging me to follow you into places and relationships where I can bring your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.